Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. And they've asked me, when has there been a time that I've, in my life, focusing on problems over solutions? And definitely with my Ironman recently, I was definitely focusing on a lot of problems rather than the solutions to those problems. The thing for me was finding the time to get the training in, diet specifically, and also like just even getting myself out of bed and trying to force myself to go and train. And I know it can be tough to train your brain to stay in that like problem-solving mode, if that makes sense. But obviously when you finally learn how to come out of that and find the solutions to those problems, there's no better feeling. And obviously with BetterHelp, a therapist can help you become a better problem solver and help you to overcome these problems with solutions, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. I myself in the past have used a therapist, especially during the lockdown stuff. In different settings, I used to get a bit anxious and whatnot and sort of start second guessing myself. But the person I spoke to gave me different techniques to help overcome those solutions. And it's really helped me become who I am today. And BetterHelp are so, so good. You can get matched with a professional therapist online, which obviously means you don't have to have the stress of leaving your room, going somewhere. You can do it from the comfort of your own room, your own home. And if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, if you just need someone to talk to, you can go to betterhelp.com/pitch today to get yourself 10% off your first month. That is betterhelp.com/pitch to get yourself 10% off your first month. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
Hello guys, welcome back to Pitch Side. I'm Reeve. I'm back with my best friend Theo Baker. We've got Ben Black and we've got Mitch Tucker.
What the frickin' hell was that for an accent?
That was how
Reeve from Leicester talks like that.
That's how Reeve talks.
Hello guys, welcome back to Pitch Side.
You know what? That's Mini Marco.
I just need to just tense while I'm doing it.
No, he's lost too much weight. I do miss you though, Reeve. He's a thin lad after his marathon training. But yeah, Reeve, thinking of you. Hope you're having a great time out in Turkey.
Gobble.
But yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome. It's because turkeys make a gobble the animal.
Yeah.
Not because they... No.
Welcome to the show, Mitch and Ben. We've just finished the live stream. So we're recording this right after the live stream of Arsenal versus Brentford. So there's no better place to start than future Premier League winners of the 2022-23 season, Arsenal. At what point does it become not a joke? Mr. Spurs fan.
Arsenal are not winning the league.
We said that about Leicester.
Arsenal not winning the league. I don't think their team was experienced enough to go on and carry on the form they've got to go on and win the league. I mean, you won the league in August, but that's been and gone now.
You won the league today as well. Yeah, you know what? All jokes aside, yeah. Like, we actually don't have the depth, I think, to actually win the league and compete against City. But we will goddamn put a real effort... And we could push them all the way, especially with Spurs pushing as well. Like Spurs and Arsenal can definitely push City.
And I think as well, I think you've played well this season. Let's not beat around the bush. You have played well. I think today you played well. I did think you'd struggle against Brentford. You just made them look pretty bang average, to be honest. And that's nothing on Brentford. It's more just how good you looked compared to them.
They got dismantled. It was easy, wasn't it, really? I think one save Ramsdale made. That through ball,
it got
they got so destroyed.
Arsenal broke the record for the youngest player ever and bought on Eve. Ethan.
That's crazy.
We're
big fans of Eve over here.
We are big fans. He's going big on Instagram.
He must
at the moment.
Be unreal. Oh yeah, Theo was checking his Instagram every 2 seconds. He got up 200 followers.
Yeah, mate. Ben, thoughts on Vieira? Obviously, Ødegaard was injured. Vieira came in. He had a great performance in the Europa League. He scored a banger.
He's not better than Ødegaard, though.
Does he keep his place if Ødegaard's out?
I think at a top club, you have to... at City, say De Bruyne got injured, he would have to earn his way back into the team if we had like Bernardo Silva playing well in his position.
Do you think De Bruyne?
De Bruyne walks straight back into that team.
No, if he's injured and Bernardo Silva's on fire...
City, not De Bruyne. He's the only one who walks back in. He's the best midfielder of all time in the Premier League.
No, I agree.
So Ben, you're telling me if De Bruyne was injured, came back, you wouldn't have him straight back in the team?
No.
What happens if Bernardo Silva's getting a hat trick every game?
No, it depends. Yeah. Like, yeah, if Bernardo Silva's scoring a hat trick every game, you wouldn't put De Bruyne in over him.
You drop someone else for him.
I think the first time someone has like an average game, that's when he'd get in. But like, basically, the point that I'm making is at a top level team, if you want to win the Premier League,
you need strength in depth.
Yeah, you need like every player on fire.
Yeah.
No, Arsenal will 100% get top four, and you will. You won't. I don't think you'll push City.
We'll just settle around second, third.
Like I said, I'm sticking by what I said. I think Spurs will be the pushers until about March.
I'm waiting until Arsenal just have like that little. Will happen.
Well, if you'll have a blip.
There's always the blip.
Yeah, but technically, have they not just had that little blip at United and then come straight back and beat a good?
I think if Arsenal will have a bigger blip. Like it'll be October because Arsenal have 9 games in October.
But that blip,
the lack of depth.
It depends on the reaction afterwards because that's where it could all just crumble.
Also, it gets so hard as well in that period when you're playing Europa League Thursday, Sunday. It's so hard to recover.
Yeah, you've got both.
Come back.
The problem is, though, if that blip comes, 2-3 games, that's done. That's title done. That blip can't come if you're going to challenge for the title.
That's the consistency that...
Do you think City are going to lose two, three games in
a row? They're going to win every game 5-0.
Going unbeaten this season.
And again, that's also the lack of depth for Arsenal. You've got no one there who can come in and do that.
Could you imagine if we went unbeaten?
I think it's
some going, wouldn't it?
But they said... Look,
it's not the same. I mean...
Would it be more impressive than when Arsenal did it?
100% because that's also one of the most fraudulent seasons.
I think there was more competition for the Premier League title back then than there is now.
No, there wasn't.
I think there's more quality, like more quality teams, if that makes sense.
And also, Arsenal got knocked out of the competitions in like fucking February.
Mate, Liverpool...
You lost to Middlesbrough.
Liverpool were going to do the Invincibles.
Nah,
they're going to do it. They're going to
win the quadruple as well.
No one will do it.
This City team is completely different to Liverpool. I think they are leagues ahead of them.
We've got the depth. That's the biggest thing about City.
Yeah, it's unfair advantage.
Your B team is most people's A team.
City's B. Actually, I don't agree with that. Now, City aren't as. If you look at City's bench, half of them are kids.
Yeah, but they're not like, they're still sick players.
I'll tell you what, get City's bench up from yesterday. I'll bet you can't name three of them. I bet you don't know three of them.
Cole Palmer.
Go on then.
All right.
I'll bet you can't tell me their positions.
No, we had this argument. We were like, City's second team could challenge for the title. But then we were
not
like,
not anymore.
Actually,
they've lost Zinchenko, Jesus. Like,
that's what we're saying. We're saying we could get top five. I reckon they could get top five. Because if you...
Yeah, probably. They're not as deep as you think.
Mate, name one youngster on there.
Who the fuck is...
All of them.
Okay, first of all, Scott Carson. Scott Carson. Okay, to be fair, that bench yesterday is a lot better.
I know what you mean, though. Like,
who's Sergio Gomez?
We've just bought him.
Never heard of him.
He's coming out a left back. He was at Anderlecht. He was pretty...
Oh, yeah, you have. Yeah. I did
see
that.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are some random geezers on the bench.
There is.
Where have you come from?
Where did you come from?
But speaking of City, then, let's touch on them, because once again, the robot scored.
That is your robot.
He's disgusting, man.
Different.
Water's wet.
And finally, Reece not here to defend himself.
But Mitchie's going to defend him.
Yeah,
but
let's touch on it, actually, because I got slandered. And you lot hurt my feelings. You came from my head. And I'll tell you this. If I said what Reece said and Reece said what I said, you'd still go at me. And I don't like bullying. Haaland is currently the best striker in the Premier League. That's fact. I'm sorry, but that just is fact.
I want to see violins in the chat.
It's fact. And you lot destroyed me. And I was at home really upset.
Wait. People disagreed with you saying Haaland was the...
Yeah, all these Kane fanboys. And I'm not saying...
A lot of them were because that guy said Kane's not even top two, which was slanderous.
But I didn't say that.
Are we talking about like right now?
Right now.
It's not even a... Spurs fan, have to admit.
And I'm not even... Sorry. And I'm not saying Kane is bad. I've never said that. I quite literally think Kane is one of the best strikers in the world. Full stop. Period. He's the best striker I've ever seen live.
Yeah.
I've seen Ronaldo live. But Harry Kane, I saw him live once. Okay, fine, fair enough. Saw him live once, back in 2005. But Harry Kane, as a number nine, I saw him in person, and I was like 7 years old. So I don't think I could.
So basically you're saying Kane's better than Omri?
That's crazy.
That's not what I'm saying. I've seen Messi live. Harry Kane holds the ball up, He doesn't. When I saw him, he's got everything. In FA Cup, yeah,
Harry Kane has
Chelsea.
Literally everything. Drops deep, gets the ball, picks the pass out.
Having the pace, yeah.
Yeah, but it's shown that he doesn't need pace. The amount of goals he scores, the goals that he sets, everything like that.
Lewandowski's not slow.
He's not fast either. Mm. Sort of medium.
He's no Haaland pace, is he? But no one's.
But my point was that, like, Harry Kane's sensational. But I think Haaland right now is better. And if you look at stats and what is a striker's job to do? Score goals.
But that Harry Kane does everything, though. He literally does everything.
Yeah, but currently,
genuinely, I don't think there's a manager in the world that would choose Harry Kane over Haaland right now.
I disagree, because
Harry Kane brings to a team.
What is Haaland's job? His sole job?
Score goals.
What's Kane's? He hasn't got a sole job, has he? He creates, he links.
But, he's key
to the way Spurs play. Haaland isn't.
I don't disagree with you.
You put any good striker in that City team and they're banging goals in left, right and centre.
I don't disagree with you. I literally don't disagree.
Do you think
with you.
Harry Kane would score more for Tottenham than Haaland would if he was at Tottenham?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
I think Haaland would. Like, I think any team.
Some of the goals Haaland scored, Harry Kane hasn't scored, won't score this season.
But I'd also say there's certain goals Kane scores that Haaland doesn't score.
It's all just like hearsay.
Okay, do you think Kane would get more goals than Haaland's currently got in that City team?
No, because Kane wouldn't just be a sole goal scorer.
Yeah, but I think he might be if you get in that position, because he doesn't then have to do everything he does at Tottenham.
If you said Kane went to City and all he was told to do was just score goals,
which is what I think he would do.
Do you not think, though, this whole, like, it's not Kane's job to just score goals, but isn't that what a striker's for?
No, because like,
it depends on the team.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, but you say that, but if Kane went on like a 10-game goal drought, he'd be questioned.
Okay, but he did last season. Last season, beginning of the season.
People jumped on his back, weren't they?
And then, 17 goals.
Unfairly, I would say.
And it's like, for example, you can still not score and be playing well and affect the game and help the team. It's not all about stats and numbers. Like, Haaland, it sounds stupid to say because he does, he practically scores every game, but if he doesn't score, he's not very useful.
He's not.
Because there's games where you can see him going missing, where he gets 6-7 touches in a single, the whole game.
All the stuff about how many touches he actually gets in a game.
Realistically, yesterday, if Saar would have saved that shot, which I think he probably should have, you'd probably say Haaland was shit.
But the thing is, like, he still does it.
I'm not slating him, and I am saying I'm agreeing. If you offered me one right now, I'd take Haaland. I'm just playing devil's advocate that.
But
Kane,
saying, if Kane doesn't score, he still affects the game, which Haaland doesn't 100%. Do.
Yeah. Who's a better striker, Shearer or Henry?
Henry, but Shearer's technically I'd say.
You see what I mean? You see where there's like a. There's a dodgy one going on there. But right now, currently,
so you just disagreed with yourself.
Yeah, I know. But that's what
you're
I'm
just
saying.
Had an argument with yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Devil's advocate. I'm blurring the lines.
The thing is, we are lucky to be watching these two players at the minute, being able to compare how good these strikers are.
I mean, they're the two best in the world.
If you're a defender, who are you hoping you don't get, Kane or Haaland?
See, again, it depends on the if you're a big, strong, physical defender, you'd rather play Haaland. But if you're a defender who just likes
I disagree with this, because all right, I know how physical Kane is and it's, but Haaland's massive, mate.
I'm saying a physical defender would rather play against Haaland because that's their game. Whereas Kane, who drops in, you don't know whether to go. He's dragging you all over the place. You know what Haaland's going to... Some like fast, strong defenders will prefer Haaland, who runs in behind, than someone who drops in. Oh, Kane doesn't run in behind, really, does he?
No,
Unless it's in transition or on breaks. But other defenders who prefer the game in front of them and like to read will much prefer playing against Kane.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want. Most defenders hate fucking running backwards.
Yeah.
So they'd rather play against Kane.
I think Haaland is potentially just as, if not more, physical than Kane.
No, he is more physical than Kane.
Like, all this stuff about like Kane like gets himself about hold up play. Like, his hold up play is good, but his difference
what
if
was
it's
it?
Like.
Do you remember Haaland's goal when he like just like fought off like two defenders and they just like couldn't get around him and he knocked it in? I can't remember who it was against.
He's just a robot and he just
I
just don't understand how someone could be that big, that strong, fast.
The acceleration as well is crazy for someone that tall.
First game of the season against West Ham,
he's Champions League goal, mate. He's like,
that's silly.
How do you get your foot up there?
Some ball from Cancelo, though.
It was like Cruyff's goal. They compared it to Cruyff's goal.
You know that famous goal Cruyff scored in the Euros?
What? Was Are you joking? No, nothing like that.
No. There's
Cruyff
has
had
scored,
a goal when he like flies in at the back post.
Oh,
like
I
that.
Thought you meant. Oh, no.
You're talking about the volley he scored.
Van Basten.
Van Basten's
volley.
Yeah.
That goal, I'm not doubting, unbelievable goal. The cross. But you can't take anything away from the cross. The cross is
fucking up.
João Cancelo.
Silly.
Signed to be the best right back in the world.
Oh, he's amazing.
Became one of the best left backs in the world. Speaking of a left sided player, Jack Grealish scores for Manchester City.
Jackie boy.
My man.
He was getting a lot of stick because he's not producing the numbers. But Guardiola's come out and said, defended him. He said he didn't sign him for goals and assists.
Even after the game, Jack Grealish said that he's probably not scoring as much as... But he was saying even at Aston Villa, he wasn't scoring as many as people probably thought he should.
He's never had massive numbers, Grealish. Yeah. It's just not his...
Affects the game a lot,
He just affects it in other ways.
His biggest problem at City is he's tried to do too much and be like a Man City player. He should just be himself a little bit
more. The thing is, so many people give Grealish stick because he's been slapped with that price tag, but it's not his fault that he was slapped with that price tag.
It's the English tax that you
the
get.
The problem Grealish has found or got is he's gone from being obviously a big fish, small pond, but it's not just that. You're just a cog in the wheel. Other than De Bruyne, it just shows how good he is.
And Haaland.
You wouldn't say, they're by far the best and main player, but even that they're like part of a system at Villa. Their system was get the ball to Grealish and let him do what he wants.
No, but it's the same happened with Jesus, and he goes away from Man City and now he's a superstar. If Jack Grealish goes back to like most other clubs in the Premier League, he's a superstar.
He'd excel because also at Villa he's probably getting the ball, I don't know, let's say he gets the ball 100 times a game. At City, he might get it 25.
Yeah.
So he's now, and he's also, I think he plays a bit scared sometimes.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to make mistakes.
He's scared to mess up.
So then he dribbles and kind of cuts back and just passes it back. And you're like, fucking hell, just run it in, man.
Yeah. He should do more one-on-ones.
Yeah.
Like, that's what every time he gets it, he always plays it.
Yeah, he wants to go back.
But when he gets at that defender and then he cuts in, that's when it's like,
I think that's why you're seeing the beauty of Phil Foden at the moment. Because he's been there for a few years now and he's learning under
that confidence.
He's gaining his confidence, isn't he? Like, to just like, even if he does mess up, it's not the end of the world.
He changed the game on Wednesday against Dortmund. Him and Silva, when they come on.
Yeah, they did like a triple.
They were just so direct. Yeah. It went from Mahrez and Grealish, who were a bit slow and just, I don't know, he was a bit like lethargic.
Mahrez has gone a bit missing this season.
Yeah, he has.
He's not really done anything.
Yeah.
I thought last season Mahrez was sensational.
Yeah. He's best first touch in the league.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Might have 1 foot out the door, I reckon, Mahrez.
I think he's on his way out.
The thing is, someone like him, he is an absolute star in Algeria. Like, he is like massive. And here he's not even first team football.
Yeah.
Does he stay in the Prem?
I reckon go Serie A. What do you know? What's the inside knowledge here?
Tom's in the know.
He's absolutely just...
Send Mahrez AC Milan or Inter Milan.
Oh, no, I could see Mahrez go, I think he'd suit United. I think that's the type of player United needs. But I don't think he'd go.
They just signed Antony.
He's better than Antony, though.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
He's twice as good.
I think he'd go like...
Serie A.
Yeah, maybe or like...
PSG. He speaks French.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't touch their first team, though.
Well, no, what if Neymar leaves?
Well, then,
Neymar's Arsenal.
Mbappé's not...
What do we think of Nathan Collins' challenge on Grealish?
Well, as Mike Harry said, I think Grealish made a meal of it and it weren't a big goal. You fucking mentalist. You stupid man, Mike Parry. Someone send him this. You are an idiot. This is the same man who said someone would run the 100 metres in 1 second in his lifetime. I never want to see that bloke on radio or anything ever again.
I don't understand how you can look at that and think,
you stupid man, Mike Parry.
It's a filthy challenge.
It's a he fucking he nearly kicked his dick off.
Go back to Haaland a little bit in City. Do you think Haaland could break Bruno Fernandes' 4 player of the months in a season?
Yeah.
Could easily.
Do you know the mad thing is? I actually think De Bruyne has been the best player this month. I think he's been the best player to watch, and obviously
it's just so hard to argue with the amount of goals he's scored.
Yeah, because everyone's stat shaggers.
Yeah, but
that's so true though, isn't it?
Oh.
KDB just overtook Stevie G, didn't he, on assists? He's closing in on that. He'll get the record, won't he?
He also did KDB. That in letting 290 less games.
He's different gravy. Speaking of different gravy, Harry Kane and Spurs. Sonny, the critics, they were after his head. They're like, he's washed, he's done, he's on the bench, and he comes on and bags a 13-minute hat trick.
Not me, Sonny is my man.
Sonny is amazing. Look,
everyone likes
form is temporary, class is permanent. Sonny will always be class. It's just shown.
He's the global icon of Asia as well, isn't he?
Oh, they love him over there. Superstar.
His finishes were a joke.
Everything. His finishing is just unbelievable.
We proved during the last year, didn't we? He's even statistically the best finisher in the world.
The only person behind him is Lewandowski, right?
Yeah, 35% conversion rate.
Was he 42% conversion rate? It's both feet. He's just so good at it.
Do you think, has he signed a new contract with you lot recently?
He's not coming to the end of it though, I think he's probably got a couple of years left.
Like, why he deserves so much better than
Real Madrid.
Get him and put him in a Barca shirt.
The thing is, he loves Tottenham.
Yeah, but like, get him in a Barca shirt. Go Real Madrid and win Champions League. If he's at Spurs, he's not going to win anything for his whole career. Straight up, no trophies.
Ooh.
League Cup.
It happened with Harry.
This season's different.
Like, you win League Cup.
Mate, when you've got no trophies since 2008, if I won a League Cup, I'd fucking get on all fours for Kane and Son.
Do you remember that?
You're all laughing, right? I would give an arm up just to see Albion win an FA Cup in my lifetime or League Cup. Genuinely. Maybe not an arm, a finger. I'll give a finger up.
You might get back in the Prem one day.
Turn the cameras off.
Or maybe not. How do you think Spurs will finish this season? Do you think you're going to get second, third?
I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be between us and Arsenal, I think, for second place. But I just feel like we've almost got that depth that Arsenal don't have. We kind of showed it towards the back end of last season.
Especially your attack as well. Like, who's the one getting dropped if you've got Richarlison, Kulusevski, Kane, Son?
We mentioned, didn't we? I think Richarlison's a bit of an impact player, but then how can you drop him when he's been playing well? It's not a bad problem to have, is it?
Could you not argue now Son's an impact player? There's no bigger impact.
No, but it's mad that he dropped Son.
Yeah, like, but I said we needed to drop Son. We needed to drop
him. Yeah, but like, there's a conversation the other day where it was like, Tottenham have got two world-class players, Kane and Son. They're the only two world-class players you've got. How do you drop either of them?
I think Fraser Forster will have something to say about that.
Ivan Perisic.
Like, I think you can't drop Son.
But I feel like now that's going to kickstart Sonny's season. He's going to be banging. He needed that kick up the arse.
You can't play the way he's been playing. And he was rightfully dropped.
And just refused to drop him. Conte's stubborn. And to be honest, he probably should have been dropped the game before round, or maybe even the game before that.
What would that say to Kulusevski and Richarlison? Yeah. Richarlison's left, obviously, to come to Spurs to fight for his place. What would that say to them if you can just have seven games being dog shit and then he just plays anyway?
I mean, it's a good point. It's just like, it worked. Maybe I've not watched enough of Spurs this season.
Son's been nowhere near the heights where he was the back end of last season.
I'm just basing this off last season, thinking
there's so much as well this season where he's missed chances or he's not been making runs or his passing's been off it. When all of those three are going on, you think, well, how can you continue when it's not been the best? Kulusevski, when he was dropped and Son was carrying on playing, I was questioning that because whenever Kulu comes on, he's so direct forward. Yeah. I said earlier, he makes the right pass 9 out of 10 times. He does everything right.
Who do you think is better, Richarlison or Kulusevski?
They're different players, aren't they, man?
Kulusevski's
a better footballer, isn't he? But Richarlison is just a fucking
shithouse.
He's mad.
That's what I love about him.
I'd love him in my team, man.
That's the thing. You hate Richarlison if he's not in your team, but when you have him in your team, you love him.
No, I like him anyway. That's my kind of footballer.
I must admit, I didn't really rate him that much to begin with at Everton. But the more. You remember when didn't Barca offer like 50 mil? And I was like, what the fuck is going. But I don't know. The more I watch him, the more I just think. There's a reason fans love him when he plays for you. Like he's just very...
he's active on Twitter as well. That was when he got real shit.
Cry more.
James Maddison. Obviously, we'll touch on the England squad later, but he's not in the England squad and he's scored again.
Good goal.
Very good goal.
Such a good
And
finish,
I was saying
mate.
That, I was at the game yesterday and the whole outlet for that Leicester team was through James Maddison.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it's criminal that he's not been included in the England squad.
I think he's
a brilliant player.
Newcastle, their number one priority apparently is James Maddison for next summer.
I heard that.
Mate, do you think he goes in January? If Leicester keep this up?
Yeah. I'd go.
You'd have to.
Do you think if he goes, Leicester get relegated? Could they get relegated? They're on 1 point.
Leicester definitely could get relegated. They are.
I think that they've got good play. You see, the goalkeeper was terrible.
Oh, Ward, he's got to be the worst keeper in the Prem. He's so got to be.
He's so bad. I felt a bit sorry for him.
But if I was Madison, I'd go to Newcastle. Without a doubt. Yeah. Newcastle, you're building something.
Yeah. That's the type of player Newcastle need as well.
Yeah. James Maddison, you need to leave. Get out of there ASAP, Rocky.
Who would be on free kicks?
Still trips.
Over Madison?
Yeah.
Madison's got a good free kick in his locker.
Also, James Maddison. Kieran Trippier would also throw rank a little bit as well.
Well, he's captain, isn't he?
Yeah. And also, he's older, more.
You got to give it KT.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got. He scored 3 out of 4 free kicks in the Prem until he hit the post, I think it was.
What, yesterday when he hit the post?
Yeah.
Fucking
that could have been like 4 out of 6 he's taken.
Imagine that.
That is insane. So Leicester City are on 1 point. How do they save this? Is it new manager bounce? Do they get rid of Brendan Rodgers?
I think it's time now, yeah.
Well, they messed up in the summer not getting anyone.
That's what I mean. You can't blame Rodgers for that. This is the tricky side of it, I think. I think what Leicester fans think is since the owner died, I think his son isn't as not involved. I don't think he's as bothered. Like, what's his name? Vichai or whatever.
Yeah.
He was obsessed with Leicester. Like, he loved, but I don't think the son's that bothered. So I hear, don't hold me to that, but so I don't know. I'd sack him. If I was a Leicester fan,
who would they bring in though?
Dyche.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, that's a key.
He knows how to keep a team up.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
And also, if you're Leicester City, previous Premier League champions, like proven Premier League team, and you're sitting on 1 point after 8.
Also, Sean Dyche gets a bad rap.
He's really smart.
Yeah, they are shit. Huh?
I think Sean Dyche is a good manager. He played the way he had to play at Burnley. Who knows? He might have a different style with better players.
Do you think, I don't know if you've seen, Sean Dyche is popping up on a few podcasts. He's back at
the I listened to him wearing a few designing bits as well.
Do you think
someone's
had
that leaving money?
Do you think he's like, I'm still here.
Or is he going the opposite way of, maybe a bit more media now?
Yeah.
I think he comes across so well online.
He does, he's fucking entertaining.
I remember listening to
him. And you know what? As much as you think, Sean Dyche, he's actually really normal and really gets the social media. Yeah. He gets that side of it.
I thought Dyche came across really well in that interview that I saw.
He's really intelligent. But a lad played with this guy at, what's that non-league team? Waltham Abbey, is it? I think it's Waltham Abbey. And he was at Northampton with Sean Dyche, played with him. So I was asking him about his bits and that. But apparently, he had so many pubes that you couldn't even see his cock. Apparently, he was on a YTS at Northampton when Dyche was the captain there. And the YTSs weren't allowed in the changing room unless you were asked to come in to come and clean the boots and stuff. And apparently Dyche would come and open the door naked and be like, "Oi, come on, come and get me boots then." Just bollock naked, Sean Dyche with his ginger pubes.
Yeah, well, that literally doesn't surprise me at all.
What a legend.
Something that has happened this week is a huge talking point is Ted Lasso has come out and said about the North versus South game and what it could do for the English game. Now, instantly, everyone's like, American, you stupid Yank. What are you doing? How dare you say that?
Why have they got... Yeah.
This is the reaction from Dublin.
But, and that was your first reaction earlier.
I'm standing by my reaction. I think it's a stupid idea.
Why?
I just think it's a stupid... I feel like no one would want to watch it for a start.
No, they would.
I think it's like... If you actually think about it, I think most people are in agreement that it's a good idea, but it just wouldn't actually work.
Would you sit and cream yourself watching Salah square at Haaland?
No, but kids would. Imagine young fans seeing that. That would do so much for the game. It really would. And not only that, if you are, will it happen? Will it not? I don't know. But if you are setting it up correctly and you host a game with this magnitude, yes, it may be a friendly and a piss about or some few games or whatnot, it could get so much money raised for the pyramid and trickle. I know everyone says, we trickle the money down anyway. But if you actually set up something that actually did trickle down, it's just these crooks in charge, it won't do it. If you actually did something correctly with a good person in charge of it that could send money down into the non-league and national and grassroots, then I don't see why
The players would not care about it. And I think if you strip it back to the basics, football's about supporting your own club and your own team. So why would you then go to watch I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it'd be sick.
I just don't think it would. Nah,
five-a-side tournament. A little five-a-side tournament. There's like maybe
injury. Why not replace it with the North versus South?
The problem is, in theory, it sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
In practice, it would be terrible. Like anyone who watches the NBA All-Star Game, it's a sham. No one's trying. It's just a piss up.
It'd be sick for YouTubers that like, get some content and do the skill game.
Each team gets like a YouTuber. Theo Baker somehow gets the call up again.
But speaking of this idea, look, whether you love it or hate it, it's a funny idea and it could work, it couldn't work. Gerard has come out and said he would have loved to play in a North versus South game.
Well, good
Gerard
for you, bro.
Versus Lampard. Again.
I think it's a good idea. I would enjoy it.
I don't hate the idea. I think it's quite cool. I'd be more interested in the skill games and stuff
skill
like
game.
That.
Yeah,
crossbar challenge, goalie war.
Who would win crossbar challenge? I put James Ward-Prowse or KDB.
Oh, yeah. I think James Ward-Prowse.
Who's got the strongest kick in the Premier League?
Van Dijk. Those 60-yard diags.
Free kick challenge, Ward-Prowse or Chris M.D., who wins it? Sorry, Chris.
It's not even
Ben, you would, wouldn't you?
Well, not at the moment.
Shock.
Oh, these chocolate knees.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd be surprised at this one, but Jurgen Klopp scoffed at the idea. Wow. Jurgen
Moaning. Jurgen Moaning? Fucking hell.
Fans really don't like it.
The skill game idea is good, man. Like, who's got the strongest kick in the Premier League?
Yeah.
Edison just Haaland. Smashing them. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
No, little dribbling challenges or, like I say, goal. Or do you remember the old penalties they used to do in the MLS?
Oh, what, they're
MLS pens.
That would be
MLS
sick.
Pens. Look.
And like you say, it would be a spectacle. It's like, but again, it's just Americanizing it again.
You know what would be good about it? Like the fan involvement. Like if people.
You're just thinking about content.
Yeah. Yes.
That is what you're thinking of.
You know what, though? Like realistically, within 10 years, it probably will happen.
No, I think the Super League's probably going to happen. I reckon the Super League's probably going to happen in like when we're older. I reckon there'll be a Super League.
Yeah, I agree.
Think about how connected the world is and like how easy transport is.
Broken. I just don't.
It's with everything. It just keeps adapting. It keeps evolving.
Money makes the world go round, mate. Yeah.
If
they know they're not South, like Perez ain't going to go away. That they want this.
Yeah.
The Americans want it. They don't want the risk of relegation. They don't. They just want guaranteed billions year upon year.
And also, if you said, if say Ted Lasso pursues this idea and he pitches to the Premier League and all the owners have to come in and vote and said, look, we're going to do this North versus South. Each club gets 50 million. They're all going to say yes. Yeah. That's the sad reality of it. But the only way it can happen or should happen is if it helps out grassroots and above, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is a good idea. That would be a good part of it. And I think it would be a cool spec. Maybe try it.
What's
the worst that
could happen? What is the worst that's going
to
happen?
Haaland does his ACL.
That can happen in Community Shield. People get injured in Community Shield.
But they're not going to replace Community Shield. That's a stadium.
Yeah, but what's the difference between like Community Shield and a preseason game?
No, because
like, it's technically a preseason.
It's not though. It's what's it called? What they call it in Spain?
Tradition?
What they call it in Spain when it's the winners of the Super Cup? It's a Super Cup.
The Spanish Cup.
The Spanish Super Cup. Have I gone mental here?
No, you are being truthful.
I think you're right.
It's like the European Super Cup, isn't it? It's the Champions League against...
Yeah.
It's right. Friendly. Yeah. The Community Shield isn't a friendly.
Well, to be fair, City lost it this year and it was a friendly to me. If we won it, it was important.
If it does happen, me and Tom will be the managers. I'll be manager of South. You're going to be manager of North. And actually, we have made our teams.
You just grab my phone.
So it has been divided into the Northern 10 and the Southern 10. So the North 10 are Villa, Everton, Leeds, Leicester, Liverpool, City, United, Newcastle, Forest, Wolves. South is Arsenal, Bournemouth, Brentford, Brighton, Chelsea, Palace, Fulham, Southampton, Spurs and West Ham. Now we've done it on the basis that you have to include one player from each team. So obviously one team will have two players. Does that make sense? Now I will say the South team, it's tough.
Mine was tough as well.
Very, no, but like, choosing the strikers for the South is rough. Bear in mind, you have to have one player from each team, and we've got Bournemouth. You don't want Bournemouth players.
Before you even say your teams or anything, I saw one on Sky Sports that had both of the teams. It wasn't like a maximum amount of players or anything like that. It was pretty much just City and Liverpool against like the South, and like it wasn't even close. The North team was like so much better.
Yeah, but that's not how you can do it. You have to be fair to all the teams. You have to do
that. That would make it a bit more interesting.
That's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be interesting to watch.
What, one player from each team or Liverpool City?
I'm sorry. If this this is what I think is the best team I could come up with for the North, and using one player from each team, and I wouldn't want to watch this.
It takes away like the Salah to De Bruyne and Haaland playing in the same team.
You could use De Bruyne and Haaland.
Well, you say two players.
You can have. You have to use a player from each team. So I've got two players from City because there's 10.
There's going to be some people out of place there. I'd rather watch City.
Okay, hit me with your Northern team.
So I started with the shit teams first. Yeah. To get the best player out. So Forest, I've gone Dean Henderson. Everton, I use Patterson at right back. Then I've gone Sven Botman and Diego Carlos. Centre backs.
So we are saying injuries are not included.
Yeah, so okay. Botman for Newcastle, Diego Carlos Villa. Left back, I went Malacia for United. Then I've gone Rodri Holding for City. Then Aronson from Leeds and James Madison.
Wait. So you get two players and you've put Rodri in ahead of Haaland and De Bruyne.
Hang on. I haven't finished my team.
Did you put Rob Holding in?
No. Can you listen?
As in Rodri Holding midfield.
Rodri.
Yeah. I was going to say,
Rodri's Holding. Then I've got Aronson from Leeds and James Maddison from Leicester. Then I've got Salah from Liverpool, Haaland from City and Podence from Wolves.
So De Bruyne has not made
it. No, because I've got to balance my team. Leicester are dog shit. So I wanted to use James Maddison, who's my attacking mid.
You could have put KDB Tielemans for Rodri.
No. I'd rather have Rodri. Hang on, who's Holding then?
Tielemans.
Are you fucking joking?
It's a friendly.
I'd rather have De Bruyne.
Balance is key.
Make KDB on a bench. Well, so hear it out. That's the North team. This is the Southern team. Now, you've got to remember, boys, there's a lot of strikers that could have made this. So picking strikers and players from each team was really tough.
There's going to be something mental in this.
In goal, I've gone for Neto at Bournemouth.
Not bad, yeah.
You know, they're all shit. he played for Bar, so we'll allow it. Right back, Reece James.
Yeah.
Centre halves of Saliba, Lewis Dunk. Left back, Rico Henry.
I would have gone Webster from Brighton.
Dunk, he's a man. Rico Henry at left back from Brentford.
Rico Henry, some player.
Holding midfield of James Ward-Prowse and Declan Rice. On the left, Zaha. On the right, Saka. This is where I've had to just...
So there's no balance in this
team. It's a 4-4-2. I'll go 4-4-2, sorry. And then Kane and Mitrovic up front. No Tony. No Jesus.
I think Team North is winning out of those two.
Who else are you putting from Southampton then, if it's not Ward-Prowse?
No, I'm saying there's no...
Declan Rice,
I would have swapped one of your strikers for a holding mid.
You got Declan Rice.
4-4-2.
I'm
playing 4-4-2.
I know, it stinks.
Rice and Ward-Prowse in midfield.
You'd get absolutely popped in midfield.
Mate, Declan Rice is running up and down like that. Give it to Ward-Prowse, banging a free kick.
I'd 3-on-2 you in midfield and we'd pop you off the park.
I'd 3-on-2 you.
Alright.
Whose teams win? Who wins?
The North team is good to
me. The Southern attack. Saka, Kane, Zaha, Mitrovic.
That Southern attack is very good though.
I've got Salah, Haaland and Podence.
Podence.
Yeah, that's not bad actually. I'd fuck you up, man. I'd absolutely fuck you up.
My defence, I'd say, is better. Rico Henry, Lewis Dunk, Saliba, Reece James.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah,
definitely a good
defence. Declan Rice, mate, so good.
He is so good, but he's not a holding mid anymore, really. He can fill in there, but him and Ward-Prowse would get popped off the park by Rodri, Aronson and Madison.
Kane drops in as well, mate. Got to remember, Kane's going to be playing CDM in this.
Do you just say Kane's going to be playing CDM?
He'll drop in, obviously. He'll come CDM. He plays CDM most games anyway. Who are you changing out of the Southern team? if any. Look, could you say Tony, but then you've got to include a Brentford player, and you've already got Kane and Mitrovic up front.
Wait, you could have had two players from Arsenal then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was had two players from Arsenal.
Who have you got?
Saka and Saliba.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, hang on.
Who have you got from Brentford then?
Rico Henry, left back.
Right.
So I thought, who else am I taking up Fulham if it's not Mitrovic?
You could have had Mbeumo.
What, Brentford? But then you could have gone Tony.
Fulham.
Yeah, getting like a player from every team kind of ruins all stars.
Yeah,
you have to do it. You have to do it.
In fact, I'm not going to lie.
I think we've got the best thing you can go for in keeper as well for Bournemouth.
Yeah.
If you said to me, do an all star team, it would literally be City with Van Dijk.
Yeah, you can't change it.
Yeah. So it's kind of pointless of doing like an all star team.
That's the thing. It's not like the NBA where there's stars in all the teams because it's
money talk. Money talk in football.
There's like. The more I think about it, the more I just don't think it would work. Okay. Well, actually, no, Ben Foster was a good idea. What he said his idea was, I swear that was on the podcast with you.
I can't remember.
Where he said they pick two captains and then say Haaland's a captain, Kane's a captain. Haaland then picks a player, but he can't be from City. And then the player he picks can't then pick someone else, and they can't be from the same team.
Yeah.
That would make it interesting. Idea.
That would be cool.
Yeah, you've got strikers playing at centre back.
Yeah, yeah.
Mate, why not just have an absolute mess?
Would they not just choose their mates?
It would probably like fucking Rice. The Mount would choose Rice, wouldn't he? Because they're best mate. I do get that.
Could there be like a fan vote in there somewhere?
Yeah, maybe one. Yeah, one player from each team. It would just be fucking. I'd just do someone as a laugh.
I think it might happen.
We'll vote Almer on in. That'll be funny.
Maybe deserves it. Who do you put from Newcastle, Trippier?
Oh, I ain't got Botman.
Oh, that's interesting. Who's your right back?
Patterson, Everton.
So no Anthony Gordon? Oh, because you've got Salah and... See, this is when it gets tough. Do you think there's any players that are gutted to miss out on either teams?
Yeah, I think you go Jesus.
De Bruyne.
Jesus.
Yeah, De Bruyne.
But then who do you get from Fulham?
Oh yeah,
De Bruyne has been hard to
do. Do you see what I mean? This is when it gets tricky.
Because I was going to go...
Actually, who'd you gone for... You know, I would have had him there, Anderson.
From Palace?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did put him in, but then I thought Saliba and Dunk, and then
You could have had Trossard.
Yeah.
But then I had to include Zaha. Zaha's so good.
Yeah, Zaha is so... you could have had Anderson, and then...
Could have done, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Lewis, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, you
took... Also, I think Webster's better than Dunk.
Yeah, but Lewis Dunk's my captain. I put Lewis Dunk captain.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, people love Lewis Dunk, you know. He's an icon down there.
He actually is.
People love him. Let us know your North versus South teams in the comments down below. And also let us know who would win.
Do you think there'd ever be an all-star game like Premier League all-stars versus La Liga all-stars?
They'll find a way to do it.
Yeah,
they'll find a way to squeeze any penny out of everyone.
Yeah.
When would they?
But again, it's just going to be. It's not going to be all stars. It's going to be round your Barcelona against Liverpool City.
Yeah. I would want to watch that. But then again, if it's not serious, you don't want to watch it. You want to watch Champions League because like those players will get injured for that game. Like they'll put everything on the line.
Within the next 10, 15 years, you'll see so much of this stuff popping up just because money talks.
It's going to get Americanized. There'll be longer breaks. There was already ideas of making it like either four quarters or shorter games.
Did you see the shorter games, but the clock stops when the ball goes out?
I'm just thinking none of it.
That takes away time wasting, so that's not too much of a bad idea.
It increases football because the average time the ball's in play is like 50 minutes, I think.
I've got good experience with this. This is how we play in America. When I was in America, that's how you play. It's a clock.
And you end up playing more football, right?
I didn't like it.
It's dodgy.
I didn't like it because you
are playing more football then?
Well, the average time the ball's in play is less than 60 minutes.
It's just off top of my head, no. But little things like the end of the game is terrible because literally it's like the basket. If you ever watch basketball, when
the buzzer.
It goes like 10, 9 and everyone stops playing and starts walking off. If it's like 2-0, everyone just stops.
It would take away those dramatic like
last minute.
And also you're very conscious of... say you're 1-0 down, you hear 10, 9, everyone just kicks it forward and it's like a big, and it's just shit, like, it's not. Yeah.
But it's, also, if it stopped bang on when the timer ended, then there'd be no more controversy about like Fergie time or, you know, like.
But that's what makes football good, isn't it? That's what makes the.
When it happens to you, you hate
I don't think stop clocks work in football. There's too much.
There's too many grey areas. And the pitch is too big, whereas in basketball, you could shoot from the halfway line.
Yeah.
And the buzzer shot, that's what makes basketball. Whereas football is just completely
different. You are right, it's too big. You can't go from 10 seconds left, you're in your own box. It's like, oh, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
It just kills it. Whereas if you've got, say, 20 seconds left and then you get into the other half, the ref's going to let you finish the attack, isn't it? Just for the fairness of the game. It would ruin late goals. It would ruin...
Which is what makes us all fall in love with football.
Exactly that.
Not
everything has to be about fucking money, does it? Like, can we not just enjoy football?
At the end of the day, it is football and it is all about money. That's the reality of it. England squad has been announced and we touched on James Maddison. I think he's absolutely should be furious that he's not in that England squad. Most goal contributions of an Englishman after Harry Kane.
Mm-hmm.
No Ben White, who I think...
Ben White should be in the squad.
Not either Arsenal bias.
Connor Cody shouldn't be in the squad.
100%.
Yep.
But also, like, this is...
Luke Shaw should not be in that squad either.
This is going to be the World Cup squad.
You think?
Yeah.
Ben White's got to be in the World Cup.
100%.
Mate, we're, 2 months away?
Do we have any more friendlies prior to that, apart from Nations League?
Isn't this the last... Yeah, this is not...
Italy, Germany now coming out.
This is, like, nearly going to be definitely the squad, I think. Maybe one or two will change. Maybe Ben White.
Yeah.
But why isn't... Why wouldn't he include Ben White if he's not going to take him to the World
Cup? Because I think Southgate is just so stubborn in the fact that he won't change up.
This is it.
Yeah.
Currently scheduled until then.
There's no way. Players not chosen in this squad are then going to just randomly get chosen for the World Cup.
I think Maddison over Ben White should be more furious than Ben White.
No.
I think Maddison gets so criminally treated.
No, I think Ben White deserves to be England.
I fully agree. I think Maddison should feel robbed though.
Yeah, Maddison should be in over Mount, but we know that's not going to happen. And White should be in over Cody, which should happen.
But if Arsenal are still somehow, I don't know how, but if they're still top of the league, Ben White's still starting, how can he not go?
Well, there's one thing it comes down to.
Gareth.
Southgate. That's what it comes down to.
Do you think Ivan Toney's going to the World Cup?
Yeah. Yes.
He has to.
He's the best striker after Harry Kane. After Harry Kane. And I think as well, he plays a bit similar to Kane as well, dropping deep.
Yeah, he holds the ball up well, links others into play.
I don't know how Bowen's fucking frauded his way into
So you know what I would take? I would still take Mason Mount because he's experienced and I think he can play really, really well. I would take Maddison over Jared Bowen.
But the thing is, I don't think Mason Mount plays well in the England setup.
I don't know how Jamie Vardy didn't get a shout.
He's retired.
can you imagine, right, being like the Brazilians, they're in the rock, they're in the changing room, but I'll keep you up here. And the England team sheet comes in, they go, oh, Reece James, yeah, good player, got fucking Kane starting. Mason Mount.
Oh, that's too
Mason
harsh.
Mason Mount.
I think that's Mason Mount's land. I don't think he's that bad. I just don't think...
That's going to send shivers down the German spines.
They're not looking at Maddison and going...
I bet you they'd be more worried about Maddison. Neither of them should start.
The start needs to be Rice and Bellingham. That's what it needs to be.
Rice Bellingham,
100%.
Should be Rice, Bellingham, Foden.
Yes, 100%.
Then we've got Kane, Saka, Sterling.
Who's your back four then?
Back four, I'd go...
Stones.
James, Stones, Dyer.
Wait, so you'd have Stones at right back?
No, James.
Oh, sorry, not wait,
Stones
what did
and
I just
Dyer in the middle.
You say James?
Reece James.
At right back?
Yeah.
Over Trent...
Kyle Walker.
And Kyle Walker. I'd put Kyle Walker at right back.
I wouldn't be against that, but I just think James is the most complete.
So Trent doesn't make it into
I
your
can't
spot.
Believe you I stuck Trent know. In that conversation.
Trent in a back foot. Nah. Mate, come on. Going forward, he's brilliant. He's a great passer of the ball. He's a really good cog in that Liverpool side. But we can't now pretend he's... just shit defensively. Like, he is.
I would always put Kyle Walker there firstly. That's my number one choice.
What about Kieran Trippier?
Deluded Man City fan.
Trippier's there as left back cover, I think.
Yeah. Who's that left back, did you say?
I don't know. Left back, I'm open to suggestion.
I think it has to be Ben Chilwell. There's no question
about
that.
If he's fit, yeah.
I think someone who has been criminally left out is Rico Henry at left back. I don't feel like Luke Shaw should have been in the squad this time, man. I feel like Rico Henry is so...
I think Luke Shaw can provide experience.
Do you not think it's a bit late, though, to be trying out new players?
Luke Shaw had... Luke Shaw had a really good Euros.
He did, to be fair.
He had a really good Euros.
But like Maguire and people like that as well. I wouldn't put Maguire
in. Is Eric Dyer in the squad?
Yeah, Eric Dyer.
So my team would be Pickford, James, Stones, Dyer, Chilwell.
Pickford isn't in the squad.
He's injured.
He's got to be injured. Then I'd go Bellingham, Rice, Foden, Saka, Kane, Sterling.
It's such a good team.
So wait, who would you... You'd say Pickford in goal for...
Yeah.
Not Aaron Ramsdale.
No. 100.
Nah. I think this would be Pickford's last tournament.
Yeah, I agree.
And then it changes to Ramsdale.
He's got the tournament experience that he's actually needed for a goalie as well.
He just suits international football.
And he just commands the box. Yeah. I'd start Ben Chilwell at left back though. I think he's so good. Mate, you saw when he came back for Chelsea... Was it goal and assist?
He scored. Shagger, aren't you?
He's
a left back. Who cares about his stats?
Defensively, he's brilliant. Mate, Ben Chilwell.
He's good defensively.
I think he's really good. I do like Chilwell.
I think he's good.
Who do you put left back then?
I'll put Chilwell left back.
Oh, you would? Oh, okay.
I think we're light at left back.
Yeah.
No shouts to Sancho.
No.
I think it's harsh. I think Sancho's had a good...
I don't think he's a star.
I'd only accept
Sancho over Bowen.
Over Bowen. Yeah. But I wouldn't have either. He's Grealish. It's all right. Just checking.
Madison.
I'd have Madison over Bowen, maybe. Oh no!
I said Madison over Bowen. How can he look?
Saying that, I'd even take a midfield of Calvin Phillips, Declan Rice, Bellingham, and then have Foden. Oh no, because Saka and Sterling have to play.
I think Calvin Phillips is... is he in the... Yeah, because he's having surgery on his shoulder.
Serious injury, yeah.
Is he?
He played the other night, though.
Yeah.
But there's something else that's come up about him having surgery.
You farted, you dirty geek.
Oh, his rank as well.
It's that fucking greasy chicken.
It is, going straight through me.
Do you think Tomori will get any minutes?
I don't watch enough of him, and I think a lot of people who lick his arse don't either. They just hear other people talk about him.
I've never watched any of his games, but apparently he's doing well.
He must be playing exceptionally well.
Yeah, he's with Tammy as well.
He's been scoring.
Ball in the Roma.
Don't watch it though. I can't sit here and give you an opinion when I don't watch.
I've only seen bits of him because a lad I've done, he's like a Chelsea fan. He's obsessed with Abraham, and he's always retweeting compilations of him. He does look good. I've never rated Abraham either, but...
Did he say Calvin Phillips is injured?
Apparently. Yeah.
And he's in the England squad?
No, he's apparently having surgery. And
he might miss the World Cup.
Yeah.
I think that'd be...
You know, the harsh one is Marco Reus. Have you seen him? He's just gone injured again. He's missed like pretty much every major tournament apart from one.
Yeah, and he's crying as he was taken off.
Every single time, it's like just before the tournament as well.
What a pussy.
Speaking of someone that isn't a pussy, we have to get onto it because it's been a hot topic on Twitter at the moment. Neymar.
Oof.
The GOAT!
I love Nene.
Some player.
Oh, I'm going to get into this right now because obviously...
Hang on. He got booked last week for doing his normal celebration.
Criminal, how can you do that?
He's only been booked because he's Neymar.
Didn't he get booked for like doing a rainbow thing?
He gets treated so poorly, it's an embarrassment.
But he gets treated poorly by refs, fans... and fucking idiots online. Neymar is the most disrespected footballer of our generation, and that is a fact.
100%.
Take your nostalgia out of it, and it does pain me to say because he was my childhood. Neymar is better than Ronaldinho, right?
I said this when I was on here last time. He just is.
He's done it for longer. He's achieved more. He can do everything Ronaldinho did and with more output.
Yep.
He's done it at the highest level for far longer, and people... disgusting people out there try and put Salah in the same conversation as Neymar. Neymar's arguably top 20 all-time players in football history, right?
Yeah.
And you want to put Salah in that debate? Salah's not even top 20 Prem all time, let alone fucking, don't chat to Neymar about that. He's arguably the best player in the world right now. He's on a Ballon d'Or run. They're going to win the World Cup. And if he gets player of the tournament, Neymar will win the Ballon d'Or. And then what?
It annoys me how much like people don't respect how good he is. The skills are good, but you take, even without the skills, he's still an insane footballer. Yeah.
People get caught up on nostalgia, correct? Like Ronaldinho brought the smiles and inspired a generation of players.
Is Neymar.
Yeah, but people just love to hate Neymar for some reason. I get it, because look, he does, there's no denying he does make the mockery of some challenges, but he also gets fouled more than any other player on the pitch.
Like there's so
he
much
broke his back. And he won the Olympics. Like he's also had the pressure. Ronaldinho didn't have the pressure Neymar had.
No, yeah, that's another thing. So Neymar's had the most successful nation's country. Sorry, no.
Mate, he was called the most footballing nation.
The most successful footballing nation. Yeah. Hopes on his back since the age of like 16.
He was called.
And delivered.
Even R9, I don't think, was called the next Pelé.
No, Neymar had it from like the age of 14. Yeah. Was like having shouts of this is the next
and
big thing.
Because he was tearing it up as well.
Boys, I think he's sure at Santos, he was top 5 Ballon d'Or.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure. Can we get, when he was at Santos,
he scored some insane goals.
He won the Puskás Award. Am I right in saying?
And he's getting kicked all over the shop. He's about 17. Moves to Barca, becomes part of the best front three of all time.
Yeah. Top 10 for Puskás Award at Santos.
One thing I'll say is I don't like the move to PSG from Barca.
This is another thing that annoys me. People go, it's such a shit move. Actually, I rated it because he was like, fuck that, I'm going to go and make this team win the Champions League. He's failed.
But that's not just that though. He was in Messi's shadow and he moved to become his own.
Also with Mbappe as well, he was kind of,
he could have easily stayed at Barca and it'd been easy and win La Liga and then maybe win another Champions League.
But it's
league.
Still easy at PSG. It's guaranteed league every time.
But the whole thing is they want to win the Champions League. So he went there thinking, I want to be the guy. He's ballsy to go and do that, I think.
If England,
obviously he's failed, but
if England aren't the one to win the World Cup, I want Brazil, because I think Neymar deserves it, because it'll put more, it'll
Argentina.
Put respect
for Argentina versus Messi, Portugal.
Brazil, there's so much disrespect for Brazil in general. You look at Vinicius Junior dancing, people slating him for that. Richarlison's keepy up, and all this Neymar slander.
That's why you enjoy
football, seeing stuff like that.
You see what I'm saying? These are proper Brazilians, not like these frauds, like fucking Oscar.
Fred
again.
Hey, Fred did a disgusting skill one time.
One time.
Neymar said, football's becoming boring in an interview. Do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah. They're taking the complete enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
I think it's pundits as well. Like,
but I think VAR is part of that. I think we just want to make it, it's like we want to make this a sport that isn't black and white. It's all about.
So you know Richarlison doing the kickups. I think you said it before. They like, if you're gonna have that side of football, also have the side that someone can come in and just absolutely smash.
Yeah,
I love
both. Who cares?
Beautiful.
Who cares?
I loved him doing the keepy uppies, and I loved him getting smashed.
Yeah,
I thought it was perfect. Mm. Yeah, take the piss, but then you're gonna get fucking leathered.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Man.
Exactly that.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm glad you said it, because if I said all that about Neymar, I'd get killed.
Yeah, leave Theo alone, Olia. Pick on my mate.
And also, Ronaldinho loves Neymar. So if Ronaldinho loves Neymar, you should all love Neymar.
Yeah, you should just back off.
And if Tom loves Theo, you should all love Theo as well.
Exactly. And I'm not rattled either.
Not even bothered.
After Chelsea's Champions League draw?
They lost.
They lost, didn't they? Yeah. Potter out was trending.
They
did draw.
I thought you meant the game they lost that got in the sack.
Yeah, they drew and Potter out was trending.
Who did they draw to?
It was like Zagreb or something like that.
Leipzig.
Leipzig.
Man came in a fresh suit and haircut.
Graham. Remember your roots.
Graham, man.
I told you, remember your roots, mate.
It's that West London money.
He's got that new gaff in Fulham.
Graham.
That signing on thing dropped in the bank, didn't it, bro?
It'll be at the ship on the weekend.
Yeah. Why? You're a tracksuit manager. Keep your tracksuit on.
No, he's always wore suits.
No, he hasn't. He was tracksuit at Brighton.
Nah, he was never a whistle. It never was a suit.
No, he was tracksuit.
Fact check. Yeah, he weren't fading it up. Check that. He wasn't always.
He was tracksuit. Yes, he was. Of course he is.
No, he weren't.
I'll tell you what though. That suit looked different at Chelsea. It
I told you, he's got that whistle and the money, bro.
Nah.
He's wearing a G-lay. Look, he's tracksuit every day.
All right, that was one game.
No, he's tracksuit.
He's tracksuited up.
Right, if you're on FIFA.
Right, from what I can see, he wore suits sometimes.
Thank you.
He wore a puffer jacket.
He said he wore one every game.
Pretty much did. On FIFA, he clicks tracksuit.
He's an Albion legend. I know about Potter.
Will he regret?
Call me Snape.
Potter. Will he regret leaving Brighton, do you think? Or do you think he'll have...
No, no. Why would you ever regret leaving Brighton to go to Chelsea?
6 months at Chelsea?
The money? Think about how much he's going to be on at Chelsea compared to Brighton.
Money, then.
Yeah, there's more to
not really.
Do you think if he gets sacked in 6 months, he definitely regrets leaving
He's
Brighton.
Definitely not getting sacked in 6 months.
I don't think he will.
He could get another job at a Brighton level.
No manager since, I think, 1980 summit has lasted more than 5 years at Chelsea.
5 years.
It's a long time. Five years is a long time.
Yeah, but he's laughing because that compensation would be
a lovely payout.
I read something about when they were signing Cucurella in the summer. Ted Lasso was asking about about Graham Potter, if he was a good manager. That's crazy to be asking about a manager in the summer.
I think he was biding his time to sack.
Have some potential inside info.
I think I know what you're going to say.
There we go.
I know what you're going to say
about Ronaldo.
Was this what Ted Lasso said to Tuchel?
No, this is
Is this Tom?
I have a source who I should probably put the bet on before I release this. I have a source who works at Chelsea who heard through the grapevine that Ronaldo will be joining Chelsea in January, and the main reason Tuchel got the sack was because of his resistance to Ronaldo joining.
Yeah, they had five meetings,
and Ted Lasso was insistent on him coming because he wants the hot money.
That's also because the geezer doesn't know football.
He wants the big brand name, and I think he was looking for any excuse to get rid of Tuchel, hence why he was asking Cucurella.
Could you imagine Ronaldo to Chelsea?
I can, actually. I think it makes sense. Football wise, but in terms of commercial,
yeah, 100% commercial wise, but like,
I couldn't imagine him in a Chelsea kit though.
No, can you imagine? Well, that'd be weird seeing
the outrage from United fans. Well, they would not be happy.
It still looks
about
weird.
That.
Do you mean the same Ronaldo who wanted to go to City until they said no to him, so he went back to United? But you all think he went there because he loves United? That same Ronaldo.
He's also a Real Madrid legend, not a Man United legend.
No, he is a Man United legend.
He's
but he doesn't love.
How is Ronaldo
not a Man United legend? He won three Premier Leagues, a Champions League, a Ballon d'Or. There, how is he not a Premier League legend?
I get it. I completely get it.
So he is. So say sorry.
Is he not more of a Real Madrid legend?
He is. He's more, but that doesn't make him. That's like saying, well, I crashed my car twice instead of once, so that means I don't know what I'm on about. Just ignore me.
Just reeling it in. Ronaldo to Chelsea, then confirmed by Tom Garrett.
Put your money on, boys.
6-1 as well.
Put a fiver on, you get £35 back.
Quick maths.
I think you might be a genius.
You heard it first. This is your call now. This is your Dan Burn to Newcastle moment.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you think Chelsea will have top four, top five, top six? Do you think they can?
I'll tell you what would be hilarious.
No.
Him moving to Chelsea to get Champions League and then not finishing in the top four.
And Brighton finishing above Chelsea.
Well, wait.
And Man United getting top four.
I'll tell you a player I feel sorry for. It's Tuchel saying to Billy Gilmore, go to Brighton and learn under Graham Potter. And then the poor fuckers come the other way.
Yeah, because who were Brighton in for, gaffer-wise? I haven't heard many rumours.
Dyche.
Allardyce.
You know, I can't imagine Sean Dyche living down in Brighton.
Nah, he's a bit, yeah.
It's a great place to live, boys. Don't disrespect Ryan. How dare you? Really cool, man.
I've never been and I don't want
to. Great night out. Great fish and chips. Really cool place.
Oh, yeah, it's by the seaside, isn't it?
By the seaside.
And there's loads of seagulls.
Notable mentions, lads. Ben Foster has retired.
Legend.
Albion legend. YouTube legend.
Ben, I love you, mate.
He's had such a good career.
He has. He's genuinely the best goalkeeper I've ever seen at the Albion. Not my favourite, but the best.
Very, very overlooked as well, I think, in the England
side. England should have had more caps, definitely. Fucking Rob Green over Foster. Fuck you, Capello.
I once saw Capello.
What did he say?
He said nothing.
He's got Postman Pat, doesn't he?
He does. You know Stamford Bridge? Have you been to Stamford Bridge?
Yeah.
He was just walking around Stamford Bridge. And everyone was like,
why?
Is that Capello?
When was this? When he was England manager?
I don't know when. It was a few years ago. I don't think he... No, he can't have been England manager. I was like, why the fuck is he at Stamford Bridge? And someone's come up to me and goes, no, don't talk to me. And he just pushed him out of my way. Shout out Capello. Another mention. Klopp moaning once again. Oh. But this time it's at the new signing, Arthur. Apparently reeks.
Klopp reeks.
Klopp I read something the other day that was saying that's just a bunch of waffle.
Yeah,
Klopp finds anything to moan about. The geezer, literally anything, he'll moan at. If the lift's not working, he'll moan. Anything that fucker does, moans.
And you know what? I was on the Ben Foster's podcast recently, and I said,
name drop.
And I said, I know Klopp. Look, Klopp's an unbelievable manager. But do you not think he could be different behind closed doors. Yeah. It could be all for the media and whatnot. But do you think the attitude he's portraying, like he is moaning about a lot of things, all an excuse, like fixtures, could that trickle down into the team and cause upsets around? I got slated, but I didn't think that was the worst take in the world.
We spoke about that before, didn't we? And it kind of makes sense, but like I said last time, what it'll be is that's all a front to... I guarantee he's not in dressing rooms making excuses. He's digging players out. But he's not going to go in the media and say, he's going to go, oh, fucking hell, well, actually, it's the ref fault, or it's this and that. That's just good management, protecting your players. Yeah. But it's annoying for the fans.
Yeah. We've got some viewer questions, ladies and gentlemen. The first one comes in from A.Tyre. Why are you all putting down Bournemouth?
Because they're
the worst team in the league. They got a good result yesterday, but they got peppered, man.
Same points as Newcastle, though.
You know what? Newcastle are only have won one game. What?
That's quite surprising because as a team, they actually look pretty good.
I think
that game against City, Tuchel and Pochettino really good.
Will be having
Bournemouth are on 8 points.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Tuchel and Pochettino will have an eye on that.
You know
job.
What? I feel a bit bad. I thought Bournemouth were like minus 10 points. It feels like it, the way we talk about them.
Oh no, they've picked up a few results.
Yeah, mate, they're sitting in 12th.
I think Eddie Howe's in a bit of trouble, potentially.
What, Newcastle?
No, they're long term, no chance.
You're
trying
to waffle.
Okay. We've got Geordie behind camera and he's fuming at that.
I'll tell you what, I bet you by Christmas you've got a different gaffer.
No chance.
He's got a season. Like if because last he only came halfway through last season, right?
And he turned it around big time.
So if he doesn't go well this season, then end of the season, new player, like new
Tuchel
manager.
Or Pochettino will be the Newcastle gaffer, but
no chance.
By the start of next year.
Nah. To be honest, I think their owners will be so relentless that if they don't start getting results, then it shouldn't happen, but they will just see you later.
Why would you not choose Tuchel and Poch over Eddie Howe in 2 years' time?
I think
Eddie Howe will stay there for a little while, but I think
one win.
Ferguson, he's there for 10 years.
That's a bold shout.
10 years is delusional.
That's a very bold shout.
Next question is from It's Darwin. Will Leicester get relegated?
They have looked awful, and their recruitment hasn't helped. Brendan Rodgers probably should be off. It could happen.
Imagine they got relegated.
Could very well happen.
Doing like a whole new training facility and everything.
It'd be very Blackburn of them, wouldn't it?
I think right now I've got Bournemouth and Forest down. My third one.
Even Forest, if they were, you seen the money they're putting in?
They have to stay up. Mate, Southampton. Too good, too
Southampton
big.
Are in trouble.
I think Southampton have been in trouble Villa for the last couple of years and have always just scraped here. So this could be the season for Saints.
No, I don't think Leicester will go down.
You like to think so, but stranger things have happened.
Like them
I don't think they'll go down.
What I think will happen is I think Rodgers will go and they'll bring someone in like a Dyche and he'll steady the ship. I think that's...
And they'll buy in January. They have to buy in January.
Yeah,
they've got no choice. Paddy Lynch comes in with who scores more goals by the end of the season? Son... Or Jesus?
Son. Easily.
One hat trick.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus.
Nah.
Spurs fan goes Son. Shock.
Nah.
I think he'll start and play more games. He'll have more chances.
No, now that Son's got that hat trick in 13 minutes, that kicks on his season now.
No, but Son. But even
Son gave Hayes a 6-game head start and matched.
Yeah, I know, but even with just rotation, Jesus ain't going to be rotated.
Yeah, Jesus is the main man at Arsenal.
Jesus gets injured.
Let's hope he doesn't. Yeah, let's hope he doesn't. Yes, sir. He says, who's better? And we'll say who's playing better at the same time, Grealish or Sancho?
Grealish is a better player than Sancho. And he's playing better than him.
Yeah, I'd agree.
It's hard, yeah. That's
interesting.
Sancho at Dortmund was pretty decent, but...
No. Oh, really good next question. I love this one. Oh,
who was your answer to that?
I like Grealish, man. He's my boy. James McSorley. He goes, who wins? A Premier League all-time 11 or a La Liga all-time 11?
La Liga. The next question is not even close. It's not even close.
I think it's closer than you think.
It really ain't.
Nah, would you? Yeah, have a think
Messi,
about
Ronaldo,
it.
Messi, Ronaldo,
Zidane,
Xavi, Iniesta, Cruyff, Busquets.
Yeah.
Or Maradona, yeah. Choose who you want. It's La Liga. Next.
That's actually, yeah.
Next.
Kind of just...
We'll make our La Liga... How about this? Next episode, we'll do an all-time 11 from each of the top five leagues.
Ooh.
And see who comes out on top.
Probably La Liga.
It's La Liga.
Yeah, it is La Liga.
No, Serie A's got a shout.
Yep.
No, it's La Liga. Messi, Ronaldo's done.
You know what?
Yeah, but you can't. You can't say Ronaldinho because he weren't that good at Milan.
Wait. Okay, which version of the player do you get? Do we get them in that league? So we get Ronaldo when he was a youngster at United in the Premier League.
He's still with the Ballon d'Or. He's all right.
Yeah, but Ronaldo at Real Madrid was
better.
I think you just have to base it on the career, like overall.
That's bollocks.
You have to.
That's not. Okay, that's like saying we get Schweinsteiger in the Premier League all-time 11 then. That's ridiculous.
You do.
I think it should be like...
In that league.
We're doing MLS as well then. Right, next question. Cal Smith goes, who or what is the worst signing made by a team outside...
The worst signing made by the team you support.
I've got fucking loads. Shelton Martis, for one. You won't even know who that is. Ifeanyi Udeze. I've got Daniel Sturridge. You fraudulent man. We thought you were going to keep us up and you just fucking pulled your hamstring every week.
I got one for Arsenal. I don't know if you remember Francis Jeffers.
No.
He was meant to be one of the... He was meant to be the prodigy.
How about that centre-half? Mustafi? No, the centre-half.
Pascal Sigan?
Igor Stepanov.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Don they signed as a joke. Yeah. You heard about that? Ray Parler was saying
Stepanos.
So for anyone who doesn't know that story, it's Ray Parler. Martin Keown used to get really insecure about other defenders. So Ray Parler and that would be like, God, have you seen this lad on Trotton? He's unbelievable. And Wenger overheard them, was like, I'm going to sign him. Then the lads think, then he played him against Man United away. They beat him 6-1. He's fucking useless.
We're at City.
Do you make bad signings?
Di Michaelis. I don't know if you remember with the long. He made some.
Do you know who was bad for City but then went on to be unbelievable? Boateng, I thought.
Jerome Boateng.
He was poor for.
We had like some random ones. It was the right decision by Pep, like trying to get like a goalkeeper who can do what Edison does.
Yeah.
Just the wrong
or we
person.
Could take it way back. I mean, when you probably only started supporting City.
He's put a table down.
I've got pictures with Thomas Cook on the T-shirt.
No, I'm only joking. I do know you're actually...
Arsenal made quite a few. I've got all these players. I've just Googled it and, mate, it's so true.
Park Chu-young.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
My God, Andre Santos, the left back. Squillaci. Yeah. Mustafi.
How about Pascal Segon?
No, he was class. He was actually class. Mm. Pascal Segon get disrespected. Sylvester, he's all right. He wasn't that bad. Lucas Perez, 17 million.
I don't remember it.
He played against that non-league side and scored like two.
Mustafi weren't
he
that
weren't that bad.
Was
no, he weren't that bad at all.
Well, you know, I remember Tottenham. Remember Soldado?
When you all the bail money.
Yeah.
The players Soldado. You signed were a fucking...
Oh, do you know what as well you could say as well? Ndombele, that's a recent one.
I loved him as well. He's so talented. Isn't he?
Yeah, that's a guy who doesn't want to play football as well. Just talent in abundance, does not care about playing football.
So there's quite a few reports.
I just saw some names here, and it's like you forget about them because of how bad they were. But Boney was such a good, like,
yeah.
That was, he did nothing.
Expensive as well. Yeah. Was.
Do we have a quiz this week? Oh, come on!
Get him!
Quiz time, baby! Let your answers be known in the comments down below. Let's know how you got out of five, including the stick bonus hard question.
2022 season so far, so test your memory.
This season so far.
Perfect.
So all these questions about this season.
When you need a wee at the same time, it makes you concentration
work. I like nostalgic ones.
All right, question number one. Who scored the first Premier League goal this season and who assisted?
Was it Martinelli? Arsenal were the first game of the season, right?
Palace. Yeah. Arsenal was the first game.
It was Martinelli and Saka assisted.
You got the right goal scorer.
Jesus.
Copy. Jesus assist, yeah, because he's got...
Everyone's going to only have one guess.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, Martinelli. Jesus assist.
I'm going to go Xhaka.
It's Zinchenko. It was
this. Oh, I remember it.
So I was basically right.
That's good memory. All right, game question number two. Brighton beat United 2-1 in game week 2. Who scored a brace?
Pascal Gross.
I thought it was Grob.
Grob. Pascal. No, you call him Grob when he has a bad performance, but it's Gross when he has a good performance.
That's really a lack of culture, that is.
Pascal Grob, I might. Right, question number three. Nathan Collins received a brutal red card, deserved red card this week. Which other three players have had a red card this season? Ooh. Lewis Dunk.
Liverpool had one against Darwin Núñez.
Yeah. Darwin Núñez. I swear Lewis Dunk got sent off like last week.
More minds got blank.
He got minus points, or did he score? He scored an own goal, maybe.
I feel like maybe it was a Newcastle player.
No,
Darwin Núñez is one of them.
Oh, come on.
Say two players for the same team. Núñez is one.
Oh, Van Dijk.
No, Van Dijk. No, he hasn't. Sent off. Did Milner get one or Henderson?
It's the two for a different team.
Yeah, it might be.
Is it Joe Gomez?
Not the same game, but two for the same team.
But is it from Liverpool?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you miss the team?
So another team has been...
Chelsea.
Oh my God.
Chelsea, I've not a clue.
Why have I not been back?
One's a youngster.
Colin Gallagher.
That's one.
Oh, yeah.
Colin Gallagher got sent off.
Jesus.
Wait, and there was another one at Chelsea's.
Oh, it was Koulibaly at Leeds. Yeah.
So Koulibaly, Gallagher, Núñez, and Nathan Collins for four red cards. Four red cards in only eight games. That's not. Is that a lot?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It seems like it's not a lot.
Yeah, I don't.
Right, question number four. Which four players have had the most shots on target this season?
Jesus.
Haaland.
Haaland.
Haaland's one.
Mitrovic.
Yeah.
Tony. Kane.
Yeah, so those are the three
guineas,
but then now there's one who's a bit out there.
Grob.
Trossard.
Maddis.
He's
playing for a team in like the bottom five.
Mm. Trippier.
Why not that?
Who's bottom? Leeds? No, Leicester. Leicester.
Maybe like
Zaha.
Plays for Everton.
Gordon. He's top, isn't he?
He said so many names.
He's top. I think he's top. I've seen that on Twitter.
He's second on 13. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was the other day I've seen this. It's fucking
right,
mad.
Question number five. Let us know how you're getting on. Obviously, we're just shouting out names.
We're useless at this. Yeah.
Terrible. Question number five is, name the team that unbeaten in four were beat by manager's former club this season. So they were beat by their manager's former club this season. Unbeaten in four and were beaten by their manager's former club. Unbeaten in four. Did Bournemouth beat Newcastle?
No, we drew to Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, you drew to Newcastle.
Eddie Howe and Bournemouth, I'm thinking. Eddie Howe and Newcastle.
There is an English manager. You're all limited to one guess each now.
Frank Lampard.
Everton. Frank Lampard. Yeah. And they were beat by Chelsea. Oh, yeah, they'll be, yeah. No, yeah. That was correct, right? Damn, that's a good shout.
I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. That's impressive. And the extra hard bonus question. Hit us with it, Lewis. Which is the only team without a minus goal difference in the bottom half?
Look, turn your phone away.
Minus goal difference.
No, without a minus goal.
I'm going to say Newcastle.
Well, not in bottom half.
You sure?
It's not us either way.
Without
Without,
I don't look at the table this early on.
Yeah. Who's in the bottom a few half? Goals. Lee.
Forrest?
Leeds!
Oh, what a shout.
Woo! On fire last two, baby.
What a debut.
That is a solid. Lampard and Leeds, mate. That's a solid end.
I'll take it. Tuck a W.
Boys, thank you so much for coming on. Me and Ruth will be sending Lewis our predictions. Ruth's going to be sending them all the way from Turkey. Quick one before we end. England, Italy, England, Germany. How we doing?
Don't care. Won't watch it.
Score predictions.
Ooh, England winning both. Yeah,
I think we'll draw with Germany and we'll beat Italy 2-1.
I might go draw with both, to be honest. Don't feel looking the best. Yeah. Actually, no, we'll beat Italy.
We'd like to think so.
Yeah, we'll beat Italy.
Vengeance from the Euros.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be bothered about that.
On that note, thank you so much for watching. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe, turn those notifications on. Check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Rate us 5 stars. Check out the boys, linked in the description down below. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.